falta una poca de gracia, una poca de gracia para mi patilla.
Fama. You can be the butcher or the baker or the farmer. All you need is alma. Soy traficante la parranda. So sway to the beat, don't stop. Every cool show improve. Kingston on the drop. Select, I rewind to the top. Fingers to the sky, make it click, clack, pop. Everybody do the dance, single file. Sube volumen on your sound system dial. Whether you bandango or your bashment style, the bamba hold it down for a mile.
Para bailar la bamba, para bailar la bamba, se necesita una poca de gracia, una poca de gracia para mi parte.
Yeah, you know.
That moves my,
brother. Yeah,
my soul and
aquí en Yuca Estéreo, su programa, su segundo programa favorito. Yo sé que su programa favorito es Doctor Misterio's Happy Hour, y después ya es Yuca Estéreo, y después es The Metal Meltdown. Seguimos aquí con nuestra invitada especial, súper invitada especial, Kim, con el Doctor Cumbia y su servilleta, el Doctor Misterio, CJSF 90.1 de la frecuencia modulada. Y vamos a decirles que escuchamos. Acabamos de escuchar a Ozomatli con una versión de La Bamba que tocaron en vivo en los estudios Paste de Nueva York, por allá en el 2017. Antes de eso escuchamos a el cuarteto Kronos, The Kronos Quartet, con por supuesto la famosísima ¿cómo se dice haze? ¿Cómo se dice haze en español, carnal?
¿Molestar?
No, haze. Como mist, pero
húmedo.
No es, bueno, escuchamos Purple Haze de Jimi Hendrix, pero en la versión del cuarteto Kronos. No sé cómo se dice haze, ahorita la buscamos en Leuter, preguntamos a Google. Y después, y antes escuchamos a...
Medio mojadito.
No, es...
Como
es,
cuando te orinas en la cama.
No, pero es gaseoso, carnal, ni mojado es no, gas, okay. No es agua. Okay. Bueno, eso es un sentimiento que tú y yo compartimos, pero no es eso, no es haze. Mm, eso, es, vale. Eso es otra cosa. No, es como... Es, no es como niebla, es por ahí. Es como prima hermana de la niebla.
Ok.
Y bueno, después, escuchamos a Till Lindemann, el vocalista de Rammstein, con Entre Dos Tierras. Y empezamos el set con Los Psychos, con su canción Demolición, por ahí de 1960 y cacho. And yes, we were explaining to Kim about Los Psychos phenomena. I love that word in English. It's like female Spanish, but in English, that's just awesome. Phenomena. Yes, to some, as Dr. Cumbia was mentioning before, to some, the true beginning of punk, for another group of people, the true beginning of rock in Spanish, even if it was a little dark, I mean, faster and, you know, dirtier than rock, but... Anyway, so that's that. And yes, the Kronos Quartet has been, they are celebrating, I think this year or last year, their 50th anniversary, and they have played a lot of good music.
That's a long time to be making music.
Yeah, the leader, his name is Michael, I can't remember the... His last name. So yeah, you know, he must have been 20 when he started the band, the quartet. And yeah, they have been playing for a while. I had the chance to chat with them or with him. They came to play here probably shortly before COVID, maybe 2018, 2017. I was mentioning the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra has this annual event called New Music Festival or something like that, in which they play literally new music. So they play compositions by composers, you know, that are 22, 23 years old, 24. I chatted with one of them that day. I attended that weekend because they were playing Philip Glass, which is one of my favorite authors. And then they were playing, they play a Philip Glass piece, and then they play the other day like a another piece. So anyway, they play the Philip Glass that day and then something else. So anyway, it was pretty cool. So I chatted with Michael, and yeah, he spent like a year and a half in Mexico. There was a family event and they had to go there for, you know, move out of the way, and there was a little tragedy there, and they went there for almost a year just to get rid of everything that was in their neighborhood, whatever. And he loved the culture, and he did an album based on all... The Kronos Quartet did an album based on all Mexican music.
Cool.
New and, you know, like... Because we have some classical music, but it was like classic music and pop and rock. And so they did...
Everything.
They did everything. And, yeah, he felt so good there. His family felt so good there. Like, the whole family lived there for a year. And then... I chatted with the bloody composer of the piece, one of the pieces that was played that night or the next night. And he was, you know, like 23 in his jeans with a proper dress shirt, because, I mean, he's 23, 24, right? Maybe a jacket on top, yeah. Like a suit jacket.
Oh, fancy.
But, I mean, you know, I'm chatting with him and we're having drinks and it's like hanging out in a pub. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, really? You wrote that?
Yeah, man. I'm like, wow, that was really good, man. Like, anyways, when I was... Sorry, of course, giving him a bad time about it. Like, really? Are you sure it's not your uncle's, your dad's, you know, secret, whatever? No, no, no. I wrote it, man. I wrote it. I can show you the, I can show you the sheets. And I'm, oh, it's all good, man.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was impressed about, you know, how... I mean, it's interesting. I don't know what you think about classical music, but, you know, we and I don't even know why it's still called classical.
I know.
But, I mean, you know, we listen to Beethoven and Bach and what have you. But then you listen to these new pieces and, well, it's still played by an orchestra and it's...
They're essentially... classical music is what created it. You know, like at the end of the day, classical music is always there, you know?
You know, another is, what's the name, theory is that, well, you know, just how we call it rock or soul or whatever, well,
yeah.
Back in the day, 400 years ago or 300 years ago, well, that was the music.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it then, but I mean.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
But, yeah, just, anyway, it was very nice to be there and to meet these authors and composers, and it was just amazed about their, you know, creativity and talent, you know, being whatever.
Yeah.
23 or 24 years old. And, you know, at this point, they've been 5 years in the conservatory or six.
I know. I can't even read notes. So,
well, some of us cannot even read. I won't say who, but two of us are in the room right now.
Yeah. No, but like, honestly.
And it's not you, Kim.
Yeah. Honestly, I love music so much, but if you were to put like music in front of me, I wouldn't be able to tell you what it says, you know? But there are people out there that can compose that, and that I respect.
No, and you get even, you know, and then you listen, you know, the well, I'm sure it's true, but I mean, you know, you listen or you read that, you know, Beethoven became deaf and then he was still able to compose, I don't know how many pieces after that without being able to hear. And I mean, it's just.
You have to trust the process.
It is amazing. It is amazing. So, yeah, it was very nice to see. That, you know, they do new music and you know, it's interesting because some people consider that classical music can be boring, but some of these new compositions are completely the opposite. Like they are, you know, strong and fast and you know, powerful and whatever. So it's like,
and you can argue that pop music isn't that exciting.
Pop music.
Like, have you heard some of the lyrics of Beyonce songs? Like, they're the same words over and over and over again.
Well, but, you know, she calls all the single ladies. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, I hear you. But, I mean, you know, and I guess we were saying, you know, that was the only music at the time. Well, pop music was the music at the time, or most of it, and or disco, or, I mean, whatever. Like, it was.
Yeah, every era is something different. Even the Beatles at one point were seen as pop music.
Correct. Yes.
And I mean, I have the Beatles tattooed on my arm. I'm a Beatles fan.
You missed the song. I played a song, unfortunately, when you were to use the facilities, but...
Oh.
Do you know the White Album?
I do.
Okay. I played a song.
I have two versions, or I have two copies of it. Same version, but... Two copies.
Well, I played because, you know, I knew that nobody was going to know it, or almost nobody, because it's a little darky little song. So I played Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey.
Yeah, that's... I love that song.
The Beatles from the White Album. Yeah.
And who's this monkey?
Well, you have to listen to the song to find out.
I think George Harrison had a monkey, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
One of them. One of them, I think, did. Anyway.
That yes. was their drug-induced era.
They were seeing monkeys up
there. Well, they had the drugs. They had the enlightenment, you know, going to the... What
was
his name?
Enlightenment.
In India, the...
Shamans.
Yeah, the... Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. Well, let's go... Wow, 7:15. Wow, time flies when you're having fun.
Yep. Anyway. Fly time.
Fly. Well, let's do a little more music. Yurita, we will write back.
What music you got for us, Tony?
Pues aquí tengo todavía algunas canciones aquí de mi lista. Y ahorita seguimos aquí en Yuke Stereo 90.1, la frecuencia modulada CJSF. Hoy estamos platicando nuestro Spanglish porque tenemos a nuestra super invitada Kim, pero pues espero estén disfrutando igualito o más que... Bueno, más que Doctor Mistress Happy Hour, no se puede, pero igualito que el Doctor Mistress Happy Hour. Y ahorita regresamos. Échenle ganitas.
Guerra vivida, no tuve salida. Ven mi grandeza, hoy es el día, mi estatus realeza. Aires de la selva, mucha piel morena. Mi paso laureles de todas mis reinas. Todas somos diosas que no te la vendan.
Creo en mí, creo en mis poderes. Creo en nosotras, creo en las mujeres. Creo en mi abuela y sus oraciones. Creo en mis sueños y alucinaciones. Creo en mis plantas y los sahumerios. Creo en historias que guardan misterios. Creo que vibro con el universo. Creo en mi canto, creo en mis versos.
Con Rebecca Lane y René Ghost. Somos diosas. Valientes canción para su